And Jesus said to them, "Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." Amen. Business as usual. It was business as usual on a hot summer day many years ago here at 12 Baskets Cafe. I was here enjoying a meal with over 100 people, from people suffering from poverty to CEOs of corporations, all gathered together in one place for food, but yes, most importantly for relationship. We were sitting around a round table. There were many guests in the building with us that day. To my right was a friend that we all knew very well who suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. And across the table from me was a woman who had obviously had a very rough night and who was struggling. She was eating her food as if she may not see food again for days. We were all enjoying this meal, sitting at the table together. On the table was a fresh pot of flowers, silverware, mugs of hot coffee, and plates of delicious food. You could smell the food cooking, Indian spices, fresh bread. It was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be together and a wonderful day. The woman sitting across from us was murmuring under her breath. She was obviously having a very difficult conversation with herself. As we were sitting there, out of her mouth comes a racial slur, not particularly directed at the black man suffering from post-traumatic stress sitting at my right, but nonetheless incredibly offensive. I sat for a moment, unaware of what my next move should be, waiting to see what my friend to the right might do. And before I even had time to consider my next action, flying into the air goes the water and the hot coffee and the vase full of flowers and silverware. And the table is literally picked up from the ground and hurtled through the air. The man sitting next to me stands up and simply yells, "You cannot call me that," over and over and over. He is yelling, "You cannot call me that." There are 100 people in this place having a meal, and now all around us, broken glass, silverware, voices yelling. The woman across the table is rushing towards our friend David, who is yelling, "You can't call me that." All I can think is, oh, this is not good. But I couldn't get beyond that one thought. All of a sudden, from the back, comes Reverend Shannon Spencer. In her calm demeanor, she approaches David while she says to me to take the woman outside. She approaches David and she says, David, look at me. David, look at me. By the time I get back in, Shannon, all of 5 foot nothing, standing next to this man, 6 foot everything, and very upset, has her hands on his shoulders, and she is saying to him, "David, you are safe here. David, you are safe here. David, you are safe here." And before I know it, David wraps her in his arms, gives her a hug, and begins to cry. He says, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I turned over the table. I'm just so sorry." She said, "It's okay, David. You're safe here." Business as usual. It was only a matter of time before the volunteers had swept up the broken glass, had taken away the broken plates, and had brought back to the table fresh food for everyone there. The gathered crowd witnessed this beautiful moment between David and Shannon, and in a moment, we were reoriented from fear to love. Business as usual. We all enjoyed the rest of our meal, had great conversation, and David remained in the cafe for the day was fed and was loved. Today in our gospel, Jesus enters into the temple. When he gets to the temple, he sees business as usual. There are money changers, there's cattle, there's sheep, there are doves. I can just imagine the senses of that place, the smells, the sounds of the bustling people. The money changers are there just simply doing their job, business as usual. They're offering the pilgrims who are coming from all over the ability to exchange their coins for coins that they can use to purchase the sheep and the doves and the cattle for sacrifice in the temple. Now, while that might sound odd to us, it was in fact for that day just simply business as usual. But what Jesus sees when he arrives in this business transaction that's happening is that the money changers have decided to charge extremely high rates for the transaction of turning one coin into another. The people that were suffering most from this high rate of exchange were the poor and the widows. Right there in the sacred space of the temple, they were oppressing the very people they were called to lift up. Jesus, seeing this, fashions a whip, drives the animals out, and then turns over the tables of the money changers. Business as usual. Jesus is disrupting the business as usual because the business has become oppressive to those that are suffering the most in his community. It has made a sacred space into a business exchange that benefits just a few and oppresses the others. Disruption. This is what Jesus was doing in the temple. He was disrupting business as usual because within this sacred space, those that were supposed to be lifted up were being oppressed. Jesus said, "Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." Jesus is saying, within sacred space, there is no room for oppression. That day at 12 Baskets Cafe, when a man who we considered our friend, who was a regular amongst us, and who was suffering already so much, was so deeply offended by this injustice that he turned the table over. He was disrupting business as usual for so many. My lack of ability to know what to do in that moment actually caused harm. But Reverend Shannon Spencer came in and the Holy Spirit guided her to reorient that oppressive moment into a moment of love, into a moment of love. Disruption of business as usual when business becomes oppressive is what we are learning here in the scripture. Business as usual within sacred space never involves oppression of others, and so it must be disrupted. Jesus, throughout his whole ministry, is disrupting oppression. Now, for some of us, we may feel really, really uncomfortable with this visual, this story of Jesus disrupting business as usual by turning over a table. It seems aggressive, perhaps even violent. But what Jesus is doing is calling attention to something that had become so entrenched in a system, so acceptable, that the only way to disrupt it was to shock people into paying attention. There are many ways to disrupt business as usual when it becomes oppressive. Throughout Jesus's ministry, he performs miracles. He speaks to all that are interested in spiritual growth, not just the oppressed, but also the oppressor. Jesus uses many tools to disrupt business as usual when it has become oppressive. Imagine if his number one tool was turning over tables. the movement that he would have gathered at that point would look very, very different than the fishermen he gathered from their boats. Jesus's number one tool is miracles, it's conversations, it's relationship, but always for the purpose of disrupting business as usual when that business is becoming oppressive. Jesus tells us today, we also must disrupt the business when it becomes oppressive. Our own business as usual, systems, business as usual, when it becomes oppressive to those that are the most marginalized, that are suffering the most in our communities, we must disrupt it. Turning over the tables was one tool Jesus used, but he used many others. 12 Baskets Cafe is another way that we as a community have chosen to disrupt business as usual. There is enough food in this world to feed all of those that are hungry. And yet, business as usual, making so much money off of selling food while we throw away 40% of our food in this country is sinful. 12 Baskets Cafe is a way that we are disrupting that business as usual by offering free food to anyone who needs it, rich or poor. The main goal of that food, that gathering, is relationship, but it is also disrupting business as usual, calling our attention to the sins that exist within capitalist systems that control food supply. It's pointing out, look, we have all of this abundance. Why are we withholding it from those that need it? So disrupt business as usual. Participate, collaborate with God and the Holy Spirit in disruption of business as usual so that we can feed and tend and love all of those that Jesus brings to us who are in need of care. Thank you, 12 Baskets Cafe, for all that you do. Thank you to the Holy Spirit for giving us imaginations to disrupt business as usual, all for the purpose of love. Amen.